150 years ago today, President Abraham Lincoln delivered his famous address at the dedication of the Soldiers National Cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. The speech was delivered 4.5 months after Union armies defeated those of the Confederacy at the Battle of Gettysburg, and almost 1 year before the general election. Let's reimagine the 1864 campaign with Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. Kathleen Hall Jamison, thanks for visiting us again on NewsWorks Tonight.
Good to be with you.
And let's specifically look at this campaign through the lens of modern media. That's apparently what your organization has done on factcheck.org.
It is.
That was started as an educational tool, I understand.
Yes, our idea was that people, when they're watching political attack ads, tend to think that those that are attacking their opposing candidate are just fine, but they don't think much of those that attack their candidate, whether honorably or not. We thought it might be easier to see the patterns of deception if we went back and attacked Abraham Lincoln, because our thought was everybody would probably be inclined to defend Abraham Lincoln against George McClellan and those sleazy attacks, and they might be more likely to see what duplicitous attacks look like as a result.
Well, certainly from this vantage point, but had these attacks been launched in 1864, you're saying the advantage would go to the attacker.
I think they would have, because it is so easy in difficult, anxiety-ridden times to engage in fear appeal. And it's so difficult when you are governing and making responsible decisions to explain with the complexity required why it is you're doing what you're doing. So the advantage, I think, is to the attacker, hence to McClellan, who would have been an unmitigated catastrophe as President of the United States.
Well, assuming he had the war chest for great publicity, we've queued up one of his campaign messages. Let's give it a listen.
Has President Lincoln given up? At a speech in Pennsylvania, he even refused to dedicate a battlefield still fresh with the blood of tens of thousands of Union soldiers.
We cannot dedicate. We cannot consecrate. We cannot hallow this ground.
Lincoln believes that America will perish from the earth.
Perish from the earth.
And that our soldiers have died in vain.
Died in vain.
Honestly, Abe, died in vain.
In vain, in vain, in vain, in vain.
Abraham Lincoln, wrong on the war, wrong for the Union.
I am George B. McClellan, and I approve this message.
Now, I got to tell you, first off, that didn't sound like Daniel Day-Lewis doing the voiceover for Lincoln.
The person who produced that for us is Paul Valfelsone, who's a graduate of the Annenberg School for Communication, who worked with the Annenberg Public Policy Center on it. And I believe the audio from Lincoln is from an old movie that was out of copyright, and as a result, we could use the voice.
Sounds like a winning phrase to me, wrong on the war, wrong for the Union. I understand you parse this down into 6 primary categories of miscommunication. Which one or ones would this fall into?
This is out of context, and what we want people to realize is that those are words that Lincoln actually spoke. And so you can say that he said, we shall not consecrate. Of course, he was making a larger point. We can't adequately do that, given the poor capacities that we have. Nonetheless, we need to honor the dead and the sacrifices that are made. And so what we're trying to show is that we could make him out to say that these honored dead died in vain. He did say it. All you have to do is take it out of context. Unfortunately, that happens a lot in political attack advertising. We need to recognize it and say that's over the line. It's not an acceptable way to campaign.
Tell us how your students received these missives and what applications there are to modern politics and messaging.
If you go onto the factcheck.org site, you'll see that we've broken the ads attacking Lincoln down into a series of categories. And those categories are then also on the factcheck.org site with illustrations from contemporary politics. And so you can ask, well, what was taken out of context in 2012? The answer is a lot, both of what Romney said and Obama said. And as a result, one can say, what does the tactic look like when it's executed? Well, part of what you hear is sometimes the announcer's voice begins a sentence and then the voice of the candidate picks it up. That usually means they've taken the voice of the candidate out of context, just as we've done in the Lincoln attack campaign.
Earlier today on Radio Times, we had 2 academic experts discuss the Gettysburg Address, and there were apparently 5 copies that exist, and some of them have the phrase, under God, and others don't. Let's listen to this next clip about Lincoln and religion.
Abraham Lincoln is unsure of whether God is on our side. One thing for sure, he isn't on God's. Lincoln ridiculed the Holy Book, called Jesus a bastard, and as early as 1846 confessed, I am not a member of any Christian church. One of his close associates admits that Lincoln's an atheist. Abraham Lincoln, an ungodly choice.
Paid for by pious patriots for prayer and the protection of our property.
I have to presume atheism was an even more ungodly choice in 1863 than it is in 2013.
We're also using a lot of statements that would reasonably be called hearsay. That is, there's no direct evidence. Someone says someone said something that someone said. And as a result, you can't tie it back to anything that you reasonably could call fact at the time. The statement about not sure God is on our side, well, he's making the larger point, which is when both sides go to war, it's not really appropriate to say that God is with one or God is with the other. And he's making the point in the context of anticipating trying to rebuild the country, trying to put it back together after a very divisive war.
You know, we are less than a year out from the 2014 midterms, and there's already talk of who's going to run in 2016. What would you tell the consumer of these ads? I suppose the easiest thing is to just tune them all out.
The easiest thing is to tune them all out, but it's virtually impossible to do it. The best advice is read deeply. Pay a great deal of attention to everything the candidate says at length and watch debates. Debates are the single most informative thing that a candidate can offer the electorate or the public can pay attention to.
And then tell us about the role of factcheck.org.
And then definitely go to factcheck.org when you've got any doubts to see how we put things back in context, identified the hearsay, identified the conspiracy theories, the illegitimate attacks.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Kathleen Hall Jamison, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. She joins us on NewsWorks Tonight.